Chapter 6, How I View Wealth. So I mention this guy a lot in this chapter, David Green. So David Green is the founder of Hobby Lobby, and I had the pleasure of spending some time with him at his headquarters in Oklahoma. And he is just amazing. I got to spend time with him. He really liked it. He has a deep love for his mom. So I think there's now 1,055 Hobby Lobby stores in the world. And everyone has a picture of his mom, you know, who has since passed. But he really liked it that I shared that I brought my mom to Christ. Okay. And David is a true steward. I mean, it's amazing. He shared the story of, you know, one day, you know, he'd built this billion-dollar company. They do over $8 billion a year. And oh, by the way, they donate over 50% of profits to charity. Crazy, right? And he shared the story that, you know, one day he thought, you know what, this company shouldn't be mine. I should split it up amongst my family. And so he goes to his family and he divvies it up. He gives a percentage here, a percentage there. And the next day he's in prayer and he hears God say, I thought it was my company. And he's like, oh yes, Lord, of course it's your company. Well, how can you give away something that's not yours? And he's like, And so he goes back to his family and asks for all the shares back and asks for all the percentages back. And the whole family gives it all back. How incredible is that? And so I would just really encourage you. He has his latest book as of this recording is called Leadership Not by the Book. Multiple times I cried reading that book. It's a great book. He is a unbelievable steward of a massive empire and just such an inspiration to me. Okay. Know the difference between resource and source. Okay. So money is a resource. God is source, but a lot of people operate like money is the source. And I will tell you, you know, This is true in all areas. You got to be aware of this. If you have, you know, and this is hard to not sound self-serving, but it needs to be said. If you have a mentor or a coach that's offering you mentoring or coaching, and your focus is what's the cost versus how you will grow, then you may have an unhealthy view of money. And so I often get nudged to invest in myself to grow my influence and reach versus hold on to the money. Are you so worried about letting go of the money? Because that may be an unhealthy view of money. And so, you know, to dive deeper into that, be sure to check out the questions and the prayer at the end of chapter 6.